بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, one of the main differences between a Muslim and a non-Muslim in the life of this world is that while a person who is devoid of Iman is generally overwhelmed by the conditions that come upon him, a person who has Iman, has belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then no matter what condition he is in, whether it's a condition of prosperity, of ease, or a condition of adversity, of difficulty, he understands that this is either a blessing from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore both conditions, ease and difficulty, are an opportunity for me to earn closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find this mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How amazing, how wonderful is the life of a believer in this world. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. That every condition that comes upon him in the life of this world is full of khair, full of goodness. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expounds on this, إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If he is in a condition of prosperity, of goodness, of ease, then he expresses his shukr, his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. On the other hand, if he finds himself in a condition of adversity, of difficulty, some challenge that he is facing, then he exercises sabr and patience, and this also is good for him. And we find when it comes to sabr, ulama explain that the word sabr in Arabic literally means to fasten or to tie something down. Although we loosely translate it as patience, but there are different categories and types of sabr. One is what we commonly know as sabru ala al-bala, where there is some difficulty, some challenge, some hardship that a person is undergoing. And he fastens himself down in this sense that he doesn't allow his emotions to get the better of him. Some difficulty comes upon a person, perhaps he meets into an accident, or he hears the news of some calamity, somebody has left this world. Whatever it may be, his emotions want to burst out. He wants to say something, he wants to react in a certain way, but he fastens himself down and he complies with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one explanation of sabr. Thereafter, ulama explain the second category or the second type of sabr is what is known as as-sabru anil ma'asiyah. When a person is faced with some temptation to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the means are there in front of him, at that point in time he fastens himself down and he complies with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also sabr. And the third category, the third type, as-sabru ala ta'a, when there is the opportunity to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey him, then a person here also fastens himself down and he complies with the will, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A simple example which is given is that a person is habitual in waking up for Fajr Salah, he comes to the masjid for Salah, and then comes that night where he sleeps very late. When his eyes open in the morning, he realizes that it's very cold, the weather is against him, the conditions are against him, yet he still perseveres, he remains steadfast, and he wakes up for his Fajr Salah. This is also called sabr. And the reward for all these categories of sabr which we read in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give my glad tidings, my khush khabri, my basharat to those people who have this quality of sabr. And what does it mean? What glad tidings is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving? Al-Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da mufassirin, say. Some verses of Quran make tafsir and commentary of other verses of Quran. We understand the reward or what glad tidings is given from another verse where Allah says, Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. The reward for sabr, for patience, for steadfastness is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with that person who has sabr. The ma'iyyat, the closeness, the companionship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guaranteed. For that person who will exercise patience, he will be steadfast. No matter what the conditions are that come upon him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance and help will be with him. Just one incident for us to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to give a person if he exercises sabr and patience. We are familiar with the name Ummu Salama radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who have read about Ummu Salama radiallahu anha know that prior to her nikah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, She was married to a Sahabi who was known as Abu Salama radiallahu anhu. They were a couple who were married in the early days of Islam. And if you read their life story, you'll find this was a picture-perfect couple. Very much in love with one another, assisting one another in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only did they migrate from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, but they were also part of the first hijrah, the first migration to Abyssinia. And various different milestones in the deen of Allah, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this couple took part in and shared with one another. They had children together. And as is the case with every relationship in this world, the day comes where this relationship has to be terminated. Abu Salama radiallahu anhu leaves this world, he passes away. Of course, we can understand the grief, the heartbreak, the sorrow that Umm Salama is facing. So she comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She explains her condition to him, that this is a very great calamity, a great difficulty that has come upon me. I have lost my life partner, and we were inseparable for many years. So what is your advice? How do I react? What do I do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises her, exercise sabr, have patience, don't question the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he teaches her a very beautiful dua, something we can all learn. When some challenge, some calamity comes our way, he says, recite, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. O Allah, you reward me in this challenging period of mine. Wa khluf li khayran minha. And whatever loss I have incurred, what I have suffered, O Allah, you replace it with something better. So she complies with the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She has sabr. And she begins to recite this dua in abundance. And we find that a short while later, after losing Abu Salama radiallahu anhu, a sahabi who was her husband, she now receives the proposal of marriage from none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Allah took away a sahabi from her home, but he replaces this with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. This is the reward for sabr. When a person goes through some calamity, some challenge, some difficulty, whatever it may be, whether it's emotional, physical, financial, but he doesn't question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he submits wholefully to the will and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then not only in the akhirat will he be rewarded, but in this world as well, Allah will open up a door, and Allah will show him a replacement that is better than what he has lost. Allah give us tawfiq to understand and to comply with his decree. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.